Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive off the glove of Alvis, and into shallow left field. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Matthews moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Bob chances at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Alvis moves to third. Chance moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis scores. Chance moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Charles moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob chances at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chance for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Billy Moran pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alozic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Brian now catching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Green strikes out. 1 out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Donohue for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to O'Donohue covering. Safe. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bob Chance. John Wyatt now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Al Smith. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Larry Brown. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Don McMahon. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.